بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, in today's verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that if Allah had to very quickly and hastily send evil or difficulty to the people as they very hastily and readily ask Allah to send goodness to them, then this would have resulted in them being destroyed and their lives would have come to an end. What is meant by this is that when people ask Allah, and people generally ask Allah very often and very quickly and readily, they ask Allah for goodness, for bounties, for blessings, and Allah obliges and gives it to them. And had Allah had to do the same when it comes to evil, when it comes to difficulty, if Allah had to now, when a person sometimes invokes a curse upon himself, or without realizing he calls for some harm to come to himself, then if Allah had to respond to him as readily and as speedily as he does when the person asks for goodness, and he had to then send this harm to him, then this would have resulted in every person then being destroyed. So what is the incident behind this verse? There are two explanations. One is that there was a person by the name of An-Nadr ibn al-Harith, and he would travel to the lands of Persia. He would go for business, and he would then come back to Makkah Mukarrama, and he would then sit with the people of Makkah, the Quraysh, and he would relate to them the stories and incidents that he had heard from the Persians. And he would then say to them that, listen, whatever this man Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying to you, these stories that he quotes to you from his so-called Quran, and he speaks about the Aad and the Thamud and the Bani Israel and all of this, these are nothing but fables, stories, and I am also capable of telling you stories. It's just different types of stories. And then, in a very brazen way, he would then make dua openly, and he would say, Allahumma in kana hadha huwa al-haqqa min indik. Oh Allah, if this Quran is true and really from you, and I am now rejecting it, فَأَمْطِرْ عَلَيْنَا حِجَارَةً مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ أَوْ اِئْتِنَا بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ, then bring some rain of stones down upon us from the sky, or bring some painful punishment to us, wipe us out. So he would do this as a so-called challenge to Allah, that I am rejecting the Quran. So the explanation of this verse, how does this tie in with the incident of An-Nadr ibn al-Harith, is that here when he invokes curse and punishment upon himself, if Allah had to oblige and send this punishment to him, then he would have been wiped out and destroyed. So this is one explanation. Then secondly, Mufassirin mention that this verse has a more general application. And they quote the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he cautions a person that you should not even absent-mindedly make dua against yourselves, but dua for yourself. So the hadith mentions, hadith of Jabir radiallahu anhu, لا تدعوا على أنفسكم ولا على أولادكم ولا على أموالكم, that be very careful not to invoke curse upon yourself or your wealth or your children, because it should not be that that statement comes out, and it is such a time where Allah is now, that's a time of acceptance of dua, and Allah then answers that dua, and then you are left in regret. Many a times we find a person without realizing, perhaps his vehicle is troubling, so he says, I've had enough of this car. Without realizing that if Allah accepts that statement, that vehicle will be taken away from him. Commonly we find the woman folk, if the child is troubling, small child, and the mother says, I don't want to see you. And without realizing, it seems like an innocent statement, but if it coincides with that moment of acceptance of dua, then it should not be that Allah now takes away that child or takes away the eyesight of the mother. There's an incident of one person, and he says that when my child was born, then I would make dua that, oh Allah, don't let this child ever set foot in any shopping mall or any place that is going to put dunya into his heart. I want him only to go to the masjid. I don't want him to set foot in any place of evil. Without realizing the words he was saying, that child then became paralyzed. So in reality, he's never able to now set foot in any place like this. So we should be careful and conscious of the words we utter. Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system based on this verse is Allah does not always take us to task for this. That's why this verse is saying, if Allah had to treat us in this way, then لَقُضِيَ إِلَيْهِمْ أَجَلُهُمْ, everyone's lifespan would have come to an end. They would have been destroyed because of how often we make statements like this. But notwithstanding that Allah does not do this, At times it could happen, therefore we should be cautious, we should be careful. Allah then mentions, فَنَذَرُ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. Generally, we leave those people who have no hope of meeting us, referring to An-Nadr ibn al-Harith, we leave them to wander around blindly, aimlessly, while they are in a state of transgression, of disobedience. So he is making this dua that, oh Allah, send down this rain of stones upon us, bring some punishment to us. It is our mercy that we do not oblige and answer this, and we just allow him to continue in this so-called drunken state of his, where he doesn't know the right from wrong, what is truth from falsehood. But it is a warning to us, we should be careful, we should be cautious, and we should not make statements of this nature. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.